Good morning and welcome to the service for the last Sunday in January, Sunday the 31st of January 2021. And the message this morning has been provided by Jean Taverner. And the reading she's chosen is Mark chapter 1 verses 40 to 45. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. We don't normally use his first name, John. He seems to be known by many as Mark, perhaps not to be confused with the Lord's disciple, John. This gospel was written in Rome, where it was intended for the Christians there between AD 55 and 65. This was the time of the Roman Empire under Tiberius Caesar. Why then, we might ask, God's timing for his birth, life and crucifixion of his Holy Son was the time when the Roman Empire, with its common language, excellent transportation and communication systems, was just ripe to hear the message of Jesus, which would spread from nation to nation. Mark would make mistakes in his life. In the Acts of the Apostles, there would be a few upsets between Mark and Paul. But we have to remember he was a valuable worker and a companion to three great early leaders, Barnabas, Paul and Peter. Mark and his mother provided their home as a meeting place for Christians in Jerusalem. I like Mark's zeal throughout this gospel, and the pace by which he writes points to the Lord, a Lord who never stops, always listens to a cry no matter how busy, but a Lord who in prayer communes with his Father God regularly. Young Mark, like you and I, has made mistakes, but it's so important what can be learned from them. We must not dismiss the young people. Encouragement can change a person's life. We need to pray for those in our families and friends who have yet to meet Jesus as their Saviour and Lord. In Timothy 2, chapter 4, verse 11, are those wonderful words written by Paul, who is in prison. "Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry." It's been a strange, and for many a frightening year, and we're being told we must follow what we are being told and stay at home. The scientists have worked miracles night and day to produce this vaccine. We should be so thankful. Thankful for all the doctors and nurses who are so tired, yet still keep going. Keep praying for them and all who have been affected. People have said, if there is a God, why is this happening to us? In this morning's Bible reading, there came a leper to Jesus. You can imagine the crowds moving away from him. But this leper is not going to go away. He implores Jesus and then he's on his knees. I wonder if there were any in the crowd shouting for him to be sent away. He should have been with his own disease kind. Get rid of him. This man is going nowhere except at the Lord's feet. He never once says to Jesus, "If there is a God, why me? Why this?" The only word he uses is "if." If you will. "You can make me clean," he says. He's not taking for granted that Jesus will heal him, but he knows in his heart that Jesus is the only one who can. "If you will and know you can, please make me clean." In the Bible, it would have been the Jewish leaders who would declare leprosy on anyone where there was any skin complaint. This meant he or she was declared unfit to participate in any religious or social activity, because their law said that contact with any unclean person made them unclean too. Some would even have thrown stones to make these poor souls keep their distance. Sounds a bit like today in a way, but no. This man would have been completely alone, depending on any charity if there was any. We, no matter what our situation, could not be in any way like this poor wretched man at the feet of Jesus. I know we're fed up. We cannot be with family, friends and go to church, perhaps travel or shop. I never thought I would say this, but I thank the Lord for technology. Most of us have a telephone, perhaps one where we can see family. Computers mean work can be done from home. Our church is on the internet. Some of us have Zoom meetings, and the church family, even without this technology, have a postal service. We have so much to be thankful for. This man is pleading with Jesus, "If you will, Lord." There would be no if about this. Christ is moved with compassion. I see our Lord Jesus with this unknown man to us, but no one is ever unknown to God. At that moment in time, a moment where it seems there is only this man at the feet of our Lord and Christ in the whole of creation, Christ puts his hand out and touches the leper, a touch. How his heart must have sung with joy. No one would have touched him. There would have been no kindness shown him, but in that touch, that loving touch, not only did he feel the love of God flowing back through him, at the gentle command of Jesus, he was healed. This man had got his life back. He could live a normal life. He could work, enjoy waking up each morning in expectation of being with God and family and friends. Jesus told him to keep quiet about his healing and just follow the laws Moses gave. He could not keep quiet. He told everyone he met, "Could you or I have kept quiet?" No. If you and I are struggling with anything or even anyone, we know who we can turn to. He will not turn us away and will answer us in a way that is best for us. Because as you know, sometimes the Lord answers our prayers in a completely different way than we expect. We need to remember the real value of a person is inside, not outside. Every soul is so valuable to God. This desperate leper did not say to Jesus, "If you can," he said, "If you will." Trust in God for everything. He will hear your prayer. God bless and keep safe. Amen.